Welcome to the Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanaleah Rappaport, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin. We find ourselves in a rare moment of peace. Vayehi ki yashav hamelech beveisai, the king is in his house, vashem heiniach lo misaviv mikol eivav. Hashem has made his enemies all around him, have left him alone. A precondition for building the Beis HaMikdash is that there should be peace and quiet from all the enemies. Since the time of the early Shoftim, there hasn't been peace like this. David HaMelech is king, and one of the obligations of a king is to build the Beis HaMikdash, and so he's going to try. However, the building of the Beis HaMikdash has to come both from human inspiration and Hashem's agreement. The inspiration is here, but now he needs the permission from Hashem. And so he turns to Nasan HaNavi, who we're meeting for the first time now, and he says to him, Anochi Yoshev B'Beis Arazim, I'm sitting in a house built of cedar, Ba'aren Ha'alekim Yoshev B'Sai Chayiriya, but the Aren of Hashem is still sitting in a temporary house of curtains. This is not right. I would like to build a Beis HaMikdash. Nasan says that he could, but that night he has a nevuah. The nevuah had to come immediately because David was a fast worker. Once he decided to do something good, he would do it immediately. We even see in Tehillim that he makes some sort of neder, saying that he's not going to go to sleep until he knows that he can start building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says perhaps this is why Nasan HaNavi says yes right away, so that at least he knew that David HaMelech could go to sleep that night. However, in his nevuah, Nasan HaNavi is told, Lech v'amarta el avdi el David, go and tell my servant David. What a beautiful approbation to get the name my servant from a Navi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a Navi. There are only 10 people in Tanakh who get this title of being an Eved Hashem, among them Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe, Kalev ben Yefuna, so many of our greats, and David HaMelech amongst them. And Nasan HaNavi says, go tell my servant David, it's not yet right to build the Beis HaMikdash. The time has not come. Here and in Divrei HaYamim, it does not give us the reason why. It's only later on, when David is talking to Shlomo HaMelech and the nation before his death, that he's going to explain to them. He's going to say that the reason I was told not to build the house is because Ki damim rabim shafachta arza lefanai, Hashem says, you spilled a lot of blood before me. Now don't think this is a negative thing. It's not a negative thing. It's lefanai, like a karbon. A lot of blood is spilled when a person brings a korban, and yet it's lefanai, it's l'shem shamayim. David, I know all the blood that you have spilled has been l'shem shamayim, but David has a personality that is always fighting. The physical wars that David fights are just a manifestation of the very real wars, the spiritual ones that he's fighting too. And throughout David HaMelech's life, there will not be the inner or outer calm that is necessary. It will be there in Shlomo's time, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, in the name of and in the schus of David HaMelech. When Nasan asks the question, again directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'ata tivneli bayis l'shifti? Do you think you're going to be the one to build me the bayis, the house that I will live in? But those words are read as a question, but they could also be read as a statement. Ha'ata tivneli bayis? You're the one that is going to bring the house, meaning David HaMelech isn't the one that's physically building the house, but he does all the preparations, and at the end, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, we'll see that the whole Klal Yisrael is waiting for a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Shechinah is coming down, and it will only happen when Shlomo HaMelech mentions the name of his father, of David HaMelech, and it will be clear to everyone that the Beis HaMikdash was built because of and through the schus of David HaMelech. Another reason that Chazal give us for why the Beis HaMikdash could not be built by David HaMelech is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, if you build the Beis HaMikdash, I can never destroy it. And it's better that if I need to destroy something, that I destroy bricks rather than people. So I'd rather that that Beis HaMikdash not be built by you, David HaMelech, because then I'll never be able to destroy it. What's amazing is David HaMelech's response to this, which we see in Tehillim. He says, "Samachti ba'emrim li Beis Hashem Nelech." I was happy when people used to tell me, Ki'ilu, when will this man die? When will David HaMelech die? So that we can go to the house of Hashem, because we want to go to the Beis HaMikdash already. And he explains himself, Lema'an achai v're'ai. I'm doing this for my brothers and my friends. This is not about me wanting to build a Beis HaMikdash. I want there to be a Beis HaMikdash, even though I know it's not going to happen until after my death, because it's all about my brothers and friends and Lema'an Beis Hashem Elokeinu. It's about the Beis HaMikdash and it's about Klal Yisrael. And now, although he's been given this disappointing news, he's going to get a beautiful bracha. In Pasuk Ches, Ani lekachticha min hanaveh. I took you from the pasture, me'achar hatzain, from after the sheep. You used to be a shepherd and used to just be out there in the fields with your sheep. And I went and I found you and I took you there. Why? Lihiyos nugget, to be the ruler, al ami, al Yisrael, on my nation, on Yisrael. And as we've mentioned before, Hashem chooses his leaders by watching how they behave with small things. Before I'm going to give you control over my entire nation, I want to see how you behave with sheep. David would take out the young ones first so that they could eat the soft grass, and then the older ones to eat the medium grass, and then the youth to eat the hard grass, the teenage sheep. Similarly, Moshe Rabbeinu ran after a sheep, and when he got there and he saw he was drinking, and he picked him up and he said, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were thirsty. I would have provided you with water. We see the qualities that a leader needs. Setting up institutions that will service the general population, that's very important, but at the same time, he has to pay attention to the needs of the individual. A person who takes care of every single sheep and gives the older ones, the younger ones, exactly the grass that they need, this is somebody who's looking out for individuals. And then Hashem tells him, you're not just going to have a melucha, you yourself are going to be king. There's going to be a hemshech, there's going to be a continuation. There's going to be a dynasty here. When you're going to die, Hashem tells him in Pasuk Yud Beis, V'hakimaisi es zaracha acharecha, I'm going to lift your children after you. They're going to also be kings, asher yetzei mime'echa, the ones who are going to come out of you, still implied here, which is going to be very important in a few prokim, that the ruler, the hemshech, the crown prince, is still going to come out from you, has not yet been born. V'hachinoisi es mamlachtai, and I am going to establish his kingdom. And then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hu yivne bayis l'shmi, he's going to build a house for me in my name. V'chinanti es kisei mamlachtai ad olam, and I will establish his throne forever. These psukim do a few things. They create an eternal bond between the Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David, as we know from our davening. We're always mentioning them together. They are connected. We need a Malchus Beis David to have a Beis HaMikdash. And the other thing it establishes is that the Malchus Beis David is going to last forever, no matter what. It's interesting that in Divrei HaYamim, it doesn't say the word Lishmi. It says, Hu Yivne Bayis, he's going to build the house. It doesn't say he's going to build the house Lishem Shemayim. It's not a promise that it's going to be Lishem Shemayim, but a warning. With everything that we do, it's in our hands. Whenever we do a mitzvah, whenever we do a good thing, have in mind that it should be Lishem Shemayim. It should be for Hashem's glory. It's the part that's up to people, meaning Hashem is promising that Shlomo is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Lishmi part, that's up to Shlomo HaMelech to make sure that it happens. And in Pasuk Yudalid, Ani Eheyeloi La'av V'hu Yiyeli L'ben, I'm going to be for him a father, and he's going to be for me for as a son. It's going to be a father-son relationship. And even when there has to be punishment, he says, sometimes there's going to have to be punishment. It's the type of punishment that comes to improve, but never to abandon. There's a reason that the month, our saddest month of the year, the month of Chorban, the month of the destruction of both Beis HaMikdash, is called Av. Av means father. There's a hint here to the way that we are punished by Hashem. It's never a punishment that's coming out of vengeance. It's a punishment that's coming to correct, the same way a father does for a son. And Hashem continues, Nasan continues to give this nevuah, I will never take it away from him like I did from Shaul. Shaul indeed was Shaul. In Hebrew that means he was lent. It was a borrowed melucha. He was never really meant to be king. The Jewish nation asked for it too early, and therefore there was one mistake he made, Shaul, and it was gone. But this is a different sort of kingdom. It's going to be a permanent kingdom. And then when David hears this beautiful nevuah, he comes, Vayavai HaMelech David, the king of David comes in Pasuk Yudches, Vayeshev Lefnei Hashem, and he sits before Hashem. Only kings from Yehuda, only kings from Malchus Beis David are allowed to sit in front of Hashem. Everyone else has to stand. We're going to see this later in Malachim being a reason for the split of the kingdom, is one of the things that Yeravam, who we're going to learn about, is very upset about, is that how come Rechavam, the grandson of David, is allowed to sit and he is not. So we see it for the first time that David is sitting before Hashem, Vayomer, and he says, Mi anochi Hashem Elokim? Who am I, Hashem, umi beisi, and who's my house? Ki havi asani ad halom, that you have brought me to this day. And he's saying, Mi anochi, who am I? Who's my family? I come from Rus. I come from a compromised place. Rus is from the nation of Moab. It was a whole question whether she was even allowed to convert, whether she was allowed to be accepted. And here you're taking me from everyone and you're making me the king? He wasn't saying no. He wasn't saying, no, I don't want it. He was saying that I understand that it's an obligation and a privilege and that I'm not deserving of it, and I have to be grateful that you have chosen me. And he says, not only have you chosen me, and not only have you given it to me, in Pasuk Yutes, but tzedaber gam el beis avdecha l'meirachik, you've given me a promise until the time of Mashiach, forever. So you're giving me this kindness, and it's going to be forever. And then, v'zois Torah sa'adam, Hashem Elokim, is this the Torah of man, Hashem Elokim, which we have to explain what this means. So he's saying there's two reasons to praise Hashem here. It's not just that you'll give me this kindness when my family deserves it, but even l'meirachik, when we are far from you, meaning not just in time, but sometimes we're not going to behave the way that we're supposed to do, and we're not going to be behaving the way you expect me to or us to, and you're still promising me that this is going to be eternal malchus. And for this, he cries out in his question, V'zois Torah Sa'adam, is this the Torah of Adam? Is this what you do to a man? Is this what you give to a man? With the realization that it's a highly unusual gift, the gift of giving a person the knowledge of what's going to happen until the end of time, with a promise, with a guarantee. There is only one other person who had this gift given to him. So there's a double meaning to the word. V'zois Torah Sa'adam means, is this what you give to man? But of course, he's also referring to the other person who had this gift. And this is Adam HaRishon. The first man also was able to see through time. And there's a real connection between Adam and David. If you take the name Adam, it's written Aleph Dalet Mem. Aleph for Adam, Dalet for David, and Mem for Mashiach. The three, the beginning, the end, and the middle. And indeed, when Adam saw the history of mankind and he realized that there was going to be this king, David, and David was fated to die as he was born, meaning he wasn't going to have a lifespan, and Adam took 70 of his own years and gave them to David. It's interesting that Adam, who was told that he was going to live 1,000 years, ultimately only lived 930. 70 of those years went to David. A lot more to say on this topic, but in short, Adam and David do have a very strong intrinsic relationship. And he's the Malbim says here that he's saying this with shock. You're giving me the Malucha and that's still not enough for you? You just added an entire dynasty? It must be that there is a divine plan and a reason for it. And we, me and my family, are just cogs in the wheels of making this world come to its tachlis. Zeis teres ha'adam. This is what you have in mind. Adam here doesn't mean a man, but for humanity. There's a setup in what's needed to make this humanity work. We need the Kohanim, we need the Levim, and we also need the kings. And what a great privilege that I am the one that is chosen to carry that you need to carry out your master plan for the world. And then he says, in Pasuk Chaf, Uma Yosif David Oed, L'daber Elecha, what more Can I, should I say to you, Va'atayadata es avdecha Hashem alekim, and you know your servant, Hashem. There's a rule that when a person thanks Hashem, he should always thank Hashem for what he has and ask him for more. We say this in benching. When we do Birkat HaMazon, we say, Hu Heitiv, he was good. Hu Meitiv, he does good. Hu Yeitiv Lanu, and he should continue to do good for me. Lo Chasar Lanu, nothing was ever missing for me. Va'al Yachsar Lanu, and Hashem, just like nothing ever was missing, please make sure nothing ever will be missing. But here David is saying, what more can I ask for? You've already given me everything. Is there anything else that I can say? And he's also acknowledging, according to the Das Seifrim, that he has no complaints that he isn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. I understand and I accept, and there's nothing more for me to say. You know your servant, Hashem. And sometimes I feel like I daven like this too sometimes, when I just say, I don't even know what to ask for because there's so much, but Hashem, you know me, and you know what's good for me, and you know what I need, and you also know all the things that I should be asking for, and if I would know what's coming, I would be asking for. I just right now don't know what to ask for, so Hashem, you know me, just take care of me. And that's sometimes the most powerful tefillah that we can have. And then in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Umi ka'amcha ki Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz, and who is like Klal Yisrael? We are an individual nation in this world, in this whole world. You took us out of Mitzrayim. You chose us. You made us our nation. He's turning his attention to the national level. Besides the chesed for me, there is a Jewish nation here. And by promising me this dynasty and telling me that my children are going to be kings until Mashiach comes, You're taking care of your nation, Yisrael, too. There's an interesting, very, very interesting chazal about it says that the Jewish people wear tefillin, and on it it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem also wears tefillin, whatever it means. And on the tefillin of Hashem, it says, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And who is like your nation, Yisrael? We wear tefillin and we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears his tefillin, whatever it means. And there's a bond and connection that Hashem is thinking about us. The connection between the Jewish nation and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unbreakable. And then he ends by saying, Va'ata, and now, give us a bracha, Baruch es beis avdecha, bench my house, liyos la'olam lefanecha, as you've said to be forever, be eternal, ki ata Hashem alekim dibarta, you Hashem, you spoke, umi birchasecha, yivarech beis avdecha la'olam, and from your bracha, please bench my house, my home, forever. And what we learn from here also is that even when there is a nevuah and a promise, it comes to fulfillment with our tefillah. Because otherwise there would be no point for this tefillah. Hashem promised it to him, so what is he davening for, what he's asking for? And what we learn is even things which have been promised, which are a given, still need our tefillah. It says that the whole world was created and waiting for Adam to daven, for the rain to fall, for the grass to start to grow, for everything that was there in potential. Sometimes Hashem has so much for us and he's just waiting for us to ask for it. It's already been determined. We davened on Rosh Hashanah. We were promised certain things are coming to us, but we have to ask for it. And he understood that the reason he was hearing about it is that so that he should be spurred to daven for it. So in this beautiful parak, a little bit of a disappointment for David. He's not actually going to be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash, but what a promise forever and ever that Hashem is going to have this relationship with him and with his family and with his children as a father to a son. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui nishmot imalteinu hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, Allah HaShalom, and Sarah Shenker, Allah HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.